I bless you to resist the devil.
Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7.
We have all heard people quote, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." But that is not the whole verse. I have found that the secret to resisting lies in the first part of that verse. Submit yourselves then to God. I do it each time, all the time, 100 times a day. I have found that I'm much more dependent on God than I realized. I have found that my Father, through his gift Jesus and through his gift the Holy Spirit, is far more interested in my moment-by-moment life than I realized.
You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John 4:4.
I bless you with an anointing for vigilance. Be informed that your enemy, a murderer, thief, and the father of lies, is always keeping an eye on you. He's observing from a distance, keeping watch. He's looking for an open door, the right moment to make his move. He will come out of nowhere. You will be taken by surprise. Be on the lookout. Stand guard. Be ready to submit to God at a moment's notice.
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
I bless you with an anointing for resistance. Submit to God and stand your ground. Do not yield an inch. Do not believe the enemy when he tells you that you have no favor with your Father, that your Father will never answer you, that your Father will not provide. He's trying to keep you from running to your Father. He wants to separate you from your protection. He wants to stop you from submitting. Submit yourselves to God then, 100 times a day, thus keeping the door shut, and the enemy will exit the scene, leaving you unscathed. I bless you.